We watched an odd image out of Libya today on Al Jazeera TV on a split screen. Muammar Gaddafi in Tripoli on one side saying there are no peaceful protests. On the other side, scenes of people peacefully protesting in the eastern city of Benghazi. And as Gaddafi spoke, his supporters battled his opponents, trying to take back a key oil installation in Brega, also in the east of the country. New reports say that Gaddafi forces may have run out of ammunition and withdrawn. Gaddafi spoke about oil today. Here he is through a translator.
The outside forces wish to bring us to our knees. Now you started to lose your dignity, your land, your freedom, your oil, the only rich you are living on. Now, I regret to say, production is declining to the degree that one day you cannot receive your pay.
The words of Muammar Gaddafi. Abdul Rahim Al-Farsi is with the BBC's Arabic service. He's in Tripoli. And, Abdul, you were inside the tent when Gaddafi spoke. We've seen other speeches recently. He was furious and ranting. How did he seem to you today?
He was relaxed. He seemed to be happy today. He expressed some kind of conciliation, especially with those in the eastern parts of the country. Muammar Gaddafi showed some tolerance towards those who have carried arms against him. He said he would grant the youth an amnesty if they just hand back their weapons to the army. And he said even for those Al-Qaeda leaders accused of plotting all these things, he said he would be prepared to allow them get out of the country, either to Tunisia or Egypt.
So you say you heard a more reconciliatory tone today from Muammar Gaddafi, saying that he would give amnesty to the young people who had taken up arms if they would just give their arms back, and that he would usher Al-Qaeda sympathizers out of the country. By the way, there are Al-Qaeda sympathizers, but it's pretty clear from all analysts that they have nothing to do with this people's revolution. What is the sense that this is going to be his choice? We hear that the opposition in the East is formally asking the United Nations to step in. They don't want the Western military, but the United Nations to step in and end these airstrikes that we're hearing about. One today, a Libyan warplane striking that battle between pro and anti-government forces in Brega. You didn't seem to feel from him any sense that there might be UN planes coming?
What he said about the United Nations is one thing. He is inviting the United Nations to come and set up a fact-finding mission in order to investigate what happened really in this country in the recent days. He said there was no air raids against anybody. All the bombardment targeted weapons and ammunition depots in different parts of the country. And most of these depots don't exist in cities or in towns. It's deep in the desert. And at the same time, he warned the United States and the West that if they decide to use force against his country, he would fight till the last bullet. At the same time, it was surprising, he said about President Obama that he is a great guy. He's a guy who doesn't look like George Bush or other American presidents whom he described as colonizers. He said this guy is a good guy. He is understanding, and he's a guy with whom we can do business.
Well, and yet he said that thousands of Libyans will die if the U.S. or NATO do intervene. Abdul Rahim Al-Farsi with the BBC's Arabic service in Tripoli. One last question. Have you seen anything of Gaddafi's children, especially Saif, or the other children that, you know, were said to be in line to replace him, and we've heard speak out in the last couple of days?
Yes, I've met Saif al-Islam, who is the head of Gaddafi's International Welfare Organization. He's an international mediator. Saif seems to be more open to talk to the press. He seems to be the new generation of the old guard, of the Revolutionary Guard, which brought Muammar Gaddafi to power.
And what's the feeling of the people towards them? Do they know how much money he's siphoned off, how much money his children have siphoned off?
Today in his speech, Muammar Gaddafi said he has no penny. He has no phone account. He doesn't have an account in this country. He said what he gets every month is just less than $400 US. And the money there and assets, the West have decided to freeze. That money belongs to the Libyan people, and it's not in his name or his children's name. This is the Libyan people's money.
Abdul Rahim Al-Farsi with the BBC's Arabic service in Tripoli. Thank you.